Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Just a reminder of what's to come in the next hour of the programme. We'll be asking why retailers put Christmas stock out in August. The expert Barry Savage will be telling us about the method and the madness. We'll have the Waterford librarians back with us, and they'll be telling us about the books that are flying off the shelves this month. And Sean Diddy Combs has refused bail for the second time as he faces serious federal charges. We'll get the latest from the United States. And we stay with the United States now because Brian O'Connell is in Atlanta, Georgia this week, one of the key swing states in the upcoming US presidential election. And he's been talking to some people there about who they're planning to vote for on the 5th of November.
Made up my mind 4 years ago or 6 years ago, whenever that was.
So who are you going to vote for?
Harris.
Why?
Because Trump is, he's dangerous. That's my opinion. And I don't understand why any person with good sense would not see that. He scares me. And I like Harris. I mean, it's not all about Trump being bad.
What is it about Harris that attracts you to her?
She's not Trump. She seems level-headed, even-handed. I voted for Biden, but he was showing his age, and he was... I couldn't see him doing another 4 years.
Have you made your mind up?
Yeah, for the most part.
Who are you going for?
Trump.
Tell me why.
I don't know. I just feel like when he was in office before that he did a lot of good things. I mean, it just seemed better. I couldn't tell you exactly what he's done, but I remember the times being a lot better than they were now. But he just seems to be more for the people. Looked at a little bit about Kamala Harris, and it seems that there's a lot of videos going around where she says one thing, but then you'll find another video of her saying the exact opposite. So it's like she's kind of changing things to meet what she thinks the people want to hear.
Where do you get most of your information about the candidates?
Just different social media like Facebook and TikTok.
And the last time Trump was in, you felt you did a pretty good job.
I do remember it being a lot better. The gas prices were a lot better.
What about some of the stuff he says about immigrants?
I think some of that might be a little far-fetched. He does have some valid points.
So you feel for you, the economy is the big thing?
Yeah, just it seems now and ever since kind of Biden got in office that life's a lot harder. Things are a lot more expensive. I mean, McDonald's used to could go and get a biscuit and a drink for like $2-3, and now it's like $12.
Have you made up your mind?
Yes, I'm probably going to be voting for Kamala Harris. Well, I feel very passionately about abortion access and healthcare rights in general. I do sympathize with people who want to vote for Trump because I do think things are very expensive right now and almost unlivable to a point. If you compare the prices from like 2019 even, it has just risen by so much. But I just don't feel like I can compromise a lot of things when it comes to the more social issues.
So you're in your 20s, I'd imagine?
I'm 22.
So for you, abortion rights is a major issue, and you feel more confident that Kamala Harris will be in tune with what you want?
Yes. Donald Trump, he's stated that he wants to basically just give the choice of abortion to the states. I love Georgia. I don't plan to leave here, but if it was up to Georgia, they would not give me that right.
Georgia was a real battleground last time out.
Yes.
And was very important in the final outcome. You think it's going to be like that this time?
Yeah, I think so. And I think you can tell by the way we are being just bombarded with YouTube ads and radio ads and everything else. It's constant.
Election coming up. Have you made your decision?
Yes.
Who are you voting for?
Trump.
Why?
Because I liked what he did the last 4 years that he was in the House. He has a better economy, and that's just all I want.
The economy, I'm hearing it from so many people, the cost of living is a big issue.
Yes, on everything. Housing, interest rates, food, gas, everything. I like what he does with whenever we're having issues with our foreign issues that we have, he always takes care of them. I think when we have others in office, especially Biden, that's a problem. That is a huge problem because they don't fear him. They think he's a joke. So I think our world is completely compromised right now.
And you feel Trump is stronger internationally?
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh.
How do you think it's going to go this time?
I think it'll be cheated. That's just my opinion. I don't trust the government whatsoever.
You don't trust that there'll be a fair outcome?
No.
And what about people who say Trump himself is a danger to democracy, given what happened previously.
Yeah, he's not a danger to democracy at all. That's just the left. Don't get me started, please. I want to have a good day.
Where do you get most of your information? Is it mainstream TV radio?
Fox or Newsmax, all your podcasts and stuff.
Have you made up your mind?
Yeah.
You want to tell me who you're leaning towards?
Harris.
Why?
Trump is a disaster. I don't want anything to do with him. I mean, I'm not voting for her necessarily, but I think she's probably a good candidate. But he's terrible. The abortion right issue is probably one that I think is very important. The economy.
When you reflect back on your life as a voter, and you look at American politics now, I mean, it's incredibly divisive. Bipartisanship seems to be out the window.
That's true. Mm.
So how do you think it's going to go?
I don't know. I can't imagine that this country would elect somebody like Donald Trump now that we've seen what he can do. I think he's a disaster.
I like Trump.
What is it about Trump that attracts you to him?
I feel like he's a man of the men. I just relate to him more. I'm not with the abortion stuff and all that stuff don't affect me none. I don't think we got bigger issues than all that other stuff that they got going on.
What about the economy?
I feel good either way. I'm blessed. I can't complain.
Do you think he would do a better job than the Democrats?
Yeah, I think so.
How do you think it's going to go if you were to call the election now?
I'll go Trump. Me personally, I think Trump would win, but I mean,
Do you feel less confident now that he's against Harris when he was against Biden?
No. Okay. I think it's the same outcome. To be honest with you, it don't bother me either way.
And that is why it's going to be fascinating to watch that play out over the coming weeks. Brian O'Connell there, speaking to voters in Atlanta, Georgia. Next up, GAA journalist John Fogarty on the never-ending fight faced by parents just like him to get the supports and the services that autistic children so desperately need. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.